there. Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and guess what? I am fired up and ready to help you get your day started off on the right foot. You ready to go? Let's begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for bringing us to the start of a new day. Father, as we go out into the world, as we turn on our TV, as we look on the internet, we are going to run into so many distractions. Help us to keep our focus on you, to remember that with you all things are possible, and to remember just how much you love us. Thank you for loving us so much, Father. We ask you to bless us, to bless our family and our friends. Help us to be able to be lights shining in the darkness. Help us with our own problems, whatever they may be. We give them to you. We ask you to handle them for us. We also thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. With these gifts, why are we ever upset or depressed or sad? I guess it's because we forget about those things. But now that we remembered them, I'm starting to feel better. So, Father, thank you so much. Help us at Holy Spirit Radio, proclaim your message today, not our own message, but your message, and open all of our minds, including those of us in the studio today, open all of our minds to be able to hear and respond to your words. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, as you can tell, I'm in a good mood today. I always am in a good mood when I'm with my friends, Dave Parker.
Gary, good morning.
And Frank Eliason.
Good morning, Gary.
These guys are looking at me saying, boy, what's up with him? Guys, I get pumped. I get pumped when I do this show.
Yeah, but right before, Dave and I are sitting talking about world events, and of a sudden you come in like, whoa!
Because you know what? I'm in a good mood today. I just want to say that on the program today, we will be joined by our friend Tony Agnese.
Yes.
He's going to be talking about what we do when we don't have time to pray. Mm. We're busy people.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do when we don't have time to pray? Tony's got some suggestions. And also,
I bet he does. On the
show today, kicking off our series with the Franciscan Friars of the Eternal Word, Father Mark Mary will be with us from
Alabama. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one as well.
Father Mark's the big guy. He's the boss. He's the one who gave the okay to doing this.
Well, Gary, you said I'm on fire today. And I'm like 3 feet away from you, and I got singed, okay?
All right, guys. You know what? Speaking of temperature, how's that for a segue?
Oh, man.
Let me do the weather.
Wow. You're a pro, man.
All right, Mr. Eliason, Director of Operations, were you impressed with that?
That was...
he's marveling.
It's a good segue, except for it's really not that warm of an August.
I know. Yeah, like Dave said, this is September weather.
Yeah.
But
it'll come back. I mean, August, and it'll get hot again.
Well, doesn't look that way.
You don't think?
Well,
I do the official forecast?
No, Frank and I want to talk...
And this is the official forecast on paper.
Yeah, go for it, man.
I know. Currently at the
we
stop.
We have computers.
That's right. I know. And I have one right here.
And you have your phone right next to you, yeah.
So I went on my computer this morning and I printed out the weather forecast. So there. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, 65 degrees with a few clouds. Today, sunny, high near 84. That's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, clear with a low around 67. Thursday, sunny with a high near 86. At the moment in Bristol, it's 64 degrees. Coatesville, 57. And in Westchester, it's also 57. All right, guys, something serious to talk about.
Oh, uh-oh. Oh, man.
Whoa, we just changed gears there.
Well, it's not really serious. It's just
I was going to say, Frank, Gary has his abacus. You have your
my abacus.
You have your phone. I have my phone.
Yeah.
All right. Talking about calculators.
So yesterday, on the way home from the studio, I had to stop at the supermarket to get a few things. And I'm talking to my wife, Eileen, on the phone. Hmm. I get out of the car. And I'm one of these guys that I'm always making sure I have my car keys in my wallet. I'm always paranoid about that. And as I'm saying that, I'm reaching for my wallet just to make sure it's... Yeah. Especially with you two guys, you never know. Anyway, I'm talking on the phone. And now I know you're going to say, well, this never happens to us. But... Mm-hmm. Talking on the phone to Eileen. Sometimes I'll leave my phone in the car.
Hmm.
Talking on the phone, reaching frantically in my pocket to try to locate my cell phone.
I'm laughing already.
And I'm saying, oh my gosh, I left the phone in the car. Ooh. I better, while I'm talking to her on my phone.
Wow.
Is that scary?
Yeah.
What was her reaction?
She's used to this by now. Here's another example. You want another example? Sunday night, we're driving down a major road. I forget where we were, but there's a car dealership there. And it's the place where I bought a car from. And I'm looking, and I'm saying, wow, on a Sunday night, that's really crowded. There's a lot of cars in the parking lot. And, you know, they were closed at the time. But yeah, usually at car dealerships, there are a lot of cars in the parking lot.
And they're well lit, you know, for security. Right. So they just looked at
it. So there you go. Here's your material for today.
Thanks, man.
I'm actually lost for words.
And that's that saying a lot.
I was about to say, that
I'm
going to
take a sip of coffee
often,
and just relax here.
No, but you guys, to your first point, I must admit I've done that, but I don't know if I want to dime my wife out. But oh well, I went there.
Wow.
And no, seriously, I've done that. Like I'm talking on the phone and I'm thinking, where is my phone?
So you've done that.
I've done that,
Barbara.
Yeah,
you can always send me messages of anything you want me to like say to him. I can easily get them on the
air. If you're listening,
you.
I think she is. Oh, there goes. I just heard the locks on the doors. Click.
Well, Dave, I feel better now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, Frank, I don't know if you feel better because you're dealing with the two of us now.
I have Dave over by the board. Hopefully we stay on the air here.
Ooh.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Let me.
Okay. I will focus.
You know, actually, it makes me feel good because I think we've all had situations like that.
I think we're distracted sometimes.
We get distracted by a lot of things. I think we get distracted by life. We get distracted by all the goings on around us, and you know, it's easily lose your place, lose you know where your phone is, even if it's in your hand. You know, and I think hearing others having that same challenge is comforting at sometimes.
Well,
sometimes
we're challenged.
Sometimes comforting.
We're challenged, Mr. Parker.
But I know why. You know why? Because you're so focused on your lovely wife, and I was so focused on whomever I was talking
That's
with.
That's it.
You know, I mean, and I mean, you're in the moment with your wife on the phone.
What are you, encouraging Barbara to text me with some stuff?
Sure.
I was engrossed with whoever I was with.
Or talking with at the time.
No,
never mind.
Oh, man.
I could have been making an appointment.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. All right,
for my haircut.
Now it's probably the time for me to take over and bail you out here, which is pretty pathetic that I'm going to bail you out. right? We are going to read the gospel. I'm going to go a little short on the gospel because I have some things I want to ask Father Mark about today, so we'll let him do the talking. I do want to mention this, the death of Glenn Campbell last night.
Oh, yes.
One of my early music heroes. He's the guy that made me want to start playing guitar, really. I used to watch his show every week on Facebook. Everybody. I was putting some songs out there. So were other people. Mm-hmm. You know, we all saw this coming. He was suffering with Alzheimer's. Yeah. But when he died, it affected me. And the night before, Darren Dalton died.
Yep. Yes.
You know, first of all, we want to remember, and this is sometimes we forget this, these are real people, and we want to pray for their souls and their families, but also our memories start, you know, our memories start getting dredged up, if you will. When people die, we start thinking back to the times when we listened to the music, when we watched the Phillies, you know, and there is, we're reminded that this life is passing away.
But it's what you do with it during that course. And, you know, we do have that video of you that I'll be playing the music from very shortly. One of these days,
oh,
we're going to
no.
start off with certain music from you.
Oh, man, I was hoping that escaped your notice, Mr. Social Media.
I love it, too.
Here's the problem to Facebook. You know, you start to actually have these memories build up. And then you have people like me that go, I have to use that on the show one of these days.
And didn't Eileen have some comments about that one as well?
That's right. Oh, man. Okay.
Of course, now I let the cat out of the bag, so it won't be a surprise. So that just means I have to wait a little bit longer to use it.
Oh, as they say, that was there's a tease.
Why
there's
don't
a pregnant
you, in
pause.
Case anybody's not aware of what you're talking about, why don't you go ahead and have your fun, Mr. Eliason?
Well, you know,
well, I prepare for the gospel.
I'm guessing from the 70s, 80s, early 80s, 70s. You in your band?
That was actually from the early 90s, believe it or not. Yeah. So I'm a little behind the time.
Wow, your hair.
Hey, don't make fun of 70s. My mullet, man.
It
that
was.
Yeah, that was from my wedding band days. And there are, believe it or not, there are actually other videos out there. But I have not.
Yes, people. Yes, folks. Gary played in a wedding band.
How about this? How about this? Me doing James Brown. I feel good.
All right.
That's one of the other ones that are floating around. In addition to Soul Man, which proves, by the way, that I have soul.
Yes.
It was Soul Man. That's right.
That's
I forgot
right.
It was Soul Man.
That's right.
I was actually going to use it as an intro song one day.
Oh, my gosh.
But now I might have to go get a collection of these and change all the songs for a given day.
Wouldn't
and just have
fun?
Your own songs.
Now
playing.
It's Eileen's turn to email and text Frank.
Yeah, Eileen can like clue me in on some of these things, and I can actually, you know, really, we could have a great day. It could be a Gary Zimak day.
Yeah. On that note,
that could be good or bad.
Just having your music, just inspiring us
normally,
throughout the day.
Normally, I would say, wow, what an honor. But looking at that sinister smile, it scares me. And you too, man.
Oh, hey, what?
You know, no, don't you look innocent, Parker.
There's a lot of things that go on in the world, and we help people escape that.
Yes, I agree. So I only have a minute left. Let me read this gospel. We'll let it stand on its own because this is one of these that really, as Father Larry Richard says, this hits us over the head with a sledgehammer. Matthew 15, verses 21 through 28. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour.
Wow.
I'm going to let Father Mark talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. But boy, there is so much going on there.
Absolutely.
I will point out that the woman got her request at the end of this, though.
And just, you know, Barb did write to, she says she could write a book on you, Dave.
All right.
We have to work on that.
I get to edit it.
When we come back, Tony Agnese will tell us what to do when we don't have time to pray. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for August 9th. Today we celebrate St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Born into a large family of German Orthodox Jews in 1891, Edith Stein was a deep thinker and a non-stop reader who rejected Judaism at age 14. Through her university studies, she developed a strong interest in Catholic beliefs and thinkers. After reading the autobiography of St. Teresa of Avila, she asked to be baptized. 10 years later, in 1933, Edith entered a Carmelite monastery in Germany, taking the name Sister Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Transferred to the Carmel in the Netherlands, she had been living there only a short time when the Nazis occupied that country in 1940. In retaliation for being denounced by the Dutch bishops, the Nazis arrested all Dutch Jews who had become Christians, including Sister Teresa Benedicta and her birth sister Rosa, who also had converted to Christianity. 1 week after being transported to Poland's Auschwitz death camp in 1942, she perished in a gas chamber. In 1999, a year after her canonization, Pope John Paul II named St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross one of three female patron saints of Europe. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit,
Spirit,
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
And that's I Am Not Alone by Carrie Job. That's something to think about today, no matter where you go. And I always say this to you, but I really mean it. Think about that today. You're never alone. The Lord's with you wherever you go. It makes it a little easier to deal with whatever it is that comes your way today. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:19. We're joined right now on the phone by our friend Tony Agnese, who is a storyteller. He's a podcaster. He's a blogger. And he's an all-around great guy. Tony Agnese, good morning, brother.
Good morning, Gary. You guys are having entirely too much fun.
You know, sometimes, Tony, we just have fun here. We really do. Sometimes we don't, but sometimes we do.
Ever since you guys started talking, I've been Googling Gary's wedding band, trying to find out.
Nope, it's hidden.
Uh-oh. It's out there, folks.
Oh, man, Tony, I thought you were my friend. Hey, Tony, you know what? One of the common problems that I think many of us struggle with is we're too busy. We're so busy that we don't have time to pray. Well, you recently wrote a blog post, and actually it's an older blog post. You updated it about, I'm too busy to pray. Tony, what do you think it is? Why is it that we are too busy to pray? Is it that we don't think prayer is important?
No, I don't think it's that at all. I think if you ask a bunch of people if they'd like to have a more robust prayer life, they'd all say, yeah, we sure would, you know. But, you know, I've got to get the kids off to school, then I've got to go here, I've got to do that. And I think the anxiety of the day, you know, the stuff we've got to get done kind of gets in the way of an understanding of what it really means to have a good prayer life.
Well, Tony, let's, in the article, and I really like this because I like step-by-step approaches, you list a few tips on improving your prayer life. If we could, let's go through them one by one because I need the help, and this helped me, and I think everyone listening can benefit from this. So what would you say the first step is to improving your prayer life, making that time?
Well, I think that the very first thing is just to include the Lord in your life. Include the Lord in your, you know, in your day-to-day. We think that we've got to be on our knees, hands folded, praying. But, you know, we could be driving in the car and say, you know, Jesus, look after my wife today as she travels for business. Calm Bill as he goes into surgery today, or guide the surgeon's hands, or, hey, Lord, be with me today as I interview for this needed job, and so forth. Just to include God in our lives. I think that's what St. Paul meant when he said pray without ceasing. He didn't mean we ought to be praying 24 hours a day on our knees. What he said is include the Lord in everything that we do, and I think that really is the first step. For me, and I'd be anxious to see some of your thoughts as well on this, Gary. For me, praying at the same time every day helps me out. You know, I make it a point when I get up. I pray the Liturgy of the Hours when I get up. And then in my car on the way to work, I always will pray a chaplet of Divine Mercy for someone. And, you know, people who ask me to pray for them or something. And, you know, recently I've lost, in the month of July, lost two friends. And I had the opportunity to pray at their bedside, the chaplet of Divine Mercy. It's very important to me to be able to do that. And I also like to pray out loud. Now, I might even put on the chaplet, the singing version that EWTN does, and I may sing it. Now, you wouldn't want to be in the car when I'm singing it. But the interesting thing is, when you pray in the car, is if I'm at the fourth decade, when I'm at the corner of Fixler and Medina Line Road, I know I'm on time for work.
that's pretty funny. I do the same thing. I pray on the way to work, and I know, I pray the rosary a lot of times, and I talk to the Lord's combination, and there are times when I say, uh-oh, running a little late because I'm only on the third glorious mystery or whatever. Tony, I think you hit on a couple of key points. Number one, that idea of praying at the same time. I do the same thing. I think it's often a matter, tell me if you agree with this, of praying even if I might not feel like it. Do you ever have those days where you think, like, you know, I don't really feel like praying, but I'm going to do it anyway?
Absolutely. You know, when I started praying the Divine Office Liturgy of the Hours, there's just days that you finish it and you go, I don't even remember what I read. And then I read that Bishop Tim Dolan said the same thing. He said, you know, sometimes I'm sitting in the chair and I don't even remember what I read. But the idea is to do it, to continue to do it. And then there are other days that you just get such rich insight when you read it. And I think that's the important part. You know, sometimes it's just very difficult to do. But if you do it at the same time every day, you see the benefits of it. The other thing I do is I have a prayer list. I like to pray intercessory prayer for people. There's an app I have on my phone called Prayer Chain. You can download it. It's free. And you just put in the person who you're praying for. And so it gives me, it gives me somebody that that needs help that I can pray for.
Oh, nice.
And I enjoy doing that. And you know, there's time that we have that I consider wasted time. You know,
right.
We have habits. I always, eliminate some bad habits. What bad habits do I have? Well, maybe I spend too much time on social media. Maybe if I cut my time on Facebook in half, I'd have more time to pray.
Interesting.
So to find redeem some time from your schedule to pray, and then there is some chances that you just want to sit and listen. You know, you just want to be quiet in the Lord's presence and just listen. And you know, the Mother Teresa quote, I love, the fruit of prayer is the deepening of faith, and the fruit of faith is love, and the fruit of love is service. And certainly our prayer leads us in that direction. Mm-hmm.
Tony, that last one is a really good point, because many of us, especially because so many of us are so busy, we don't like to listen. We, even when we pray, we have a list, we have things we want, and we tell the Lord, here's what I need. But if you really think about it, it's such a good point. You and I are friends. Me and Dave are friends. If all each of us did was talk to the other and never listen, what kind of a friendship would that really be? If we want to be friends with the Lord, we really do need to listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hmm. This idea of time famine, Gary, you mentioned it a couple of times. I think the single biggest thing people will say they suffer from in this day and age is just time famine,
yeah.
just finding the time to do anything. But the truth of the matter is we do have the time to do these things. We just have to reprioritize sometimes. Mm. And that's one of the reasons why I like praying in the car. You know, I used to just sit there and get road raged at the guy or the woman putting on her makeup in the mirror in the car in front of me going 20 miles an hour under the speed limit, or the guy cutting in and out of the lane.
Yep.
And following. Now I just kind of sit back and I pray my rosary or I pray my chaplet. And you know what? I feel better.
Isn't that
when
amazing?
I get to work.
Yeah.
Feel better. And then when I'm coming home from work, it gives you a little bit of time to unwind and relax. You know what I'm saying? When you walk in the house, all of the pressures of the job of the day and so forth kind of have been put behind you, and you enter the house and get back with your family with a fresh a better attitude, you know.
Amen.
All through prayer. Through prayer.
That's right. Yeah, prayer works. Hey, Tony, we have just about a minute left. I know that people listening might want to be able to connect with you. You do podcasting. You have articles. I believe you have a book coming out. Where can we find?
I have a book coming out.
Yeah. What's the deal on the book coming out soon?
The schedule, release date, September 4th. There's a spot on the website that you can kind of put your name in there, and we'll get a hold of you on it when the minute it comes out.
Cool.
But yeah, it's TonyAgnesi.com,
okay.
TonyAgnesi.com,
mm-hmm.
You'll find all of the stuff that I've written, and you'll find all of the podcasts, and we do a thing called Daily Grace, and we do a quote every week, and so forth. There's a lot of just fun stuff in there that it's not heavy theological stuff. It's just living the Catholic faith. Living the faith is just, you know, a regular kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, I have no credentials beyond my love for Jesus.
Hey, man, that's all we're looking for. And I strongly recommend anybody listening to check out Tony's resources. Great stuff. TonyAgnesi.com. Tony, also, I'm going to put a link to this article, I'm Too Busy to Pray, on SpiritInTheMorning.com. So everybody can reread it, print it out, and take advantage of it. Tony Agnesi, you're the man, brother. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. You guys continue to have a great day. It's beautiful weather here, and just enjoy.
All right, my brother. God bless
you.
Tony Agnesi. Follow him online at TonyAgnesi.com. When we come back, Father Mark Mary is going to be joining us. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. North Korea and the United States are trading escalating threats, with President Donald Trump threatening Pyongyang with, quote, fire and fury like the world has never seen, and Pyongyang claiming it was examining its plans for attacking Guam. The comments follow reports that North Korea has mastered a crucial technology needed to strike the United States, with a nuclear missile. The new Constitutional Assembly assumed even more power in Venezuela by declaring itself as a superior body to all other governmental institutions, including the opposition-controlled Congress. That decree came yesterday, just hours after the Assembly delegates took control of the legislative chamber and put up pictures of the late President Hugo Chavez, who installed Venezuela's socialist system. And some evangelical supporters of President Donald Trump are seeking a meeting with Pope Francis over a recent critical article in a Vatican-approved journal. A leader of Trump's evangelical advisory board says they're responding to the journal article published last month, which accused some American Catholics of forming a political alliance of hate with evangelicals who backed the president. The article was written by two of the Pope's close confidants in La Civita Cattolica, which is vetted by the Vatican Secretariat of State. Evangelical leaders say they want to address attempts to divide Catholics and evangelicals and seek common ground. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Attention, dear Holy Spirit Radio family of listeners. The Into the Wild Retreat Weekend for Men is returning to the Philadelphia area in 2017. Hi, I'm Mark Houck, founder of The King's Men, and I want to invite all men in our listening audience to consider joining us at one of our upcoming Into the Wild weekends. We will be hosting this transformative retreat at our brand new Leadership Training Center in gorgeous Bucks County in May and September. Come and experience your masculinity in ways like never before. The King's Men will be introducing new activities and experiences for men as we continue to unpack our manly roles of leader, protector, and provider. We will also be returning our Into the Wild program to the Pittsburgh, Arizona, and Texas areas in 2017. For more information about the upcoming Into the Wild retreat and to view a full schedule, visit IntoTheWildWeekend.com. Space is always limited, so reserve yours soon. Hope to see you in God's wilderness.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Sister Blandina Segal is an Italian-born nun whose life is being investigated for possible sainthood. The Associated Press reported that she came to the U.S. in 1877, co-founded public and Catholic schools, and worked with the poor, the sick, and immigrants. Her run-ins with the outlaw Billy the Kid, however, were legendary. In one story, Sister Blandina nursed Billy's friend back to health after a gunshot wound because four doctors refused to treat him. Billy came to town to thank the nun, but also to kill the doctors. She asked him to abandon his murderous plans, and he agreed. In another story, Billy was going to rob a covered wagon until he looked inside and saw Sister Blandina. Then he simply tipped his hat and left. The lesson? Even outlaws don't mess with nuns. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
A beautiful life you give. You're the reason for everything.
And that was Every Good Thing by the Afters. Remember that every good thing does indeed come from the Lord. We forget that sometimes. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks so much for starting your day with us. Well, we are joined right now by Father Mark Mary from the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word. Father joins us today. Now, in the past, we have had Father Leonard on the program. We've had Father Joseph on. We've had Father John Paul on. But I have a feeling that Father Mark is going to be the best friar that we've had on so far. How about that, Father Mark? No pressure.
Well, I think you tell all the friars that.
Hey, Father, I really thank you for being on with us today on the show. I know it's early there, but thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I wanted to ask you, now I read the gospel as I do each day on the program. Today's gospel is, I think, one of the more challenging ones, and I wanted to get some of your thoughts on the Canaanite woman coming to Jesus, asking for help for her daughter. And Father, I thought it was interesting that the first thing we are told is that Jesus did not say a word to answer her. Don't you think that would have been discouraging for many people? Like, why isn't he answering?
Right. I think, it seems like there's a lot of interpretations of this. I like to look at it that he's, that's true for a lot of us. You know, we don't get immediate answers to our prayers, and sometimes I think he's purifying us. He's maybe allowing us to grow in some virtues of patience and faith, and perseverance, to keep asking, and humility, that we seem like we get in places where we cling to him more intensely. You know, we don't get an immediate answer. Yeah. And I think, I've seen in my own life, too, that he wants us, obviously to seek his will and to trust him. And sometimes he can bring us to that space, to that place, through long-suffering prayer. And so finally we kind of say, okay, Lord, whatever you want, your will is the best thing.
Right. And I also thought it was interesting that the disciples tried to discourage her or tried to get Jesus to send her away. I like this, Father. They said, send her away. She keeps calling out after us. If I was Jesus, I would have said, what's this us stuff? She's calling out after me, not us. but we do meet, right, Father? Sometimes we meet with people who discourage us or discourage us from praying, saying that you're not being realistic.
Yeah, definitely. Certainly the secular world thinks we're wasting our time or whatever, and we're, especially in America, we're all about getting things done and standing on your own two feet and being self-sufficient, independent, and I think that's a lesson for all of us to depend on Jesus and, not just to be following after our own solutions, but to seek his will and to ask. And what I like about that, too, is that, the apostles or disciples here are, they're shown, we see their flaws and their faults in the gospel, all the time. And, this is not some hagiography of the saints that puts it out of touch from us,
Right.
We see the reality of these people, their weaknesses and everything. And I think that gives a legitimacy to the gospel. And it's, they're not written to make this church look great, these guys. That this church is clearly not a product of these men. They were weak. Men denied the Lord and everything. It depends on the grace of Christ. And so he's at work. Because if the church was just coming up with these stories, I would write it to make myself look better.
Exactly.
Sure.
I agree. Yeah. And they certainly don't. And I think that gives me a lot of comfort. I look at the apostles and I think, wow, if these guys never got anything, as Mother Angelica has said so many times, they never understood anything. And yet the Lord chooses them to build a church upon. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah. They never were catching any fish by themselves.
Right.
Or understanding, you're proficient out of that. So full of weaknesses.
Yeah. Father, I think one of the most challenging statements in this gospel, it's like a slap in the face, when Jesus said to the woman in reply, after saying nothing, He said to her, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Sounds nasty. What exactly is going on there?
Yeah, it is. I think that is kind of hard to understand because, like, you know, different gospels there have different emphasis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Luke emphasized him going to the Gentiles, the universality of, you know, the gospel is meant to, you know, that's what Jesus did to open up these covenantal promises to all. Mm-hmm. You know, we see that in, I think, Luke's gospel more clearly. And Matthew, he emphasizes Jesus as the new Moses, as the fulfillment of the revelation to Israel. And so I think that's the emphasis here, is that he is, you know, he came from the people of Israel. He's Jewish, and he's come to fulfill the law, fulfill, you know, all these promises made to them. Mm-hmm. But certainly, you know, you have the Great Commission, the Great Sending Out that Jesus has always meant for everyone. And that's, you know, that's what he does, right? He gives this woman what she wants, and she's not a Jew. And yeah. So, you know, he really is meant for everyone.
Yeah, and she, the fact, this really impresses me, she was persistent. And the gospel states that she came and did him homage, saying, Lord, help me. She kept asking. She kept asking for help. She didn't give up. I would have gone away by this time, Father. I mean, the apostles are trying to get rid of me. Jesus said this. I would say, okay, that's it. Sorry I bothered you. You know, but she kept going.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's the lesson, is that we all have to be faithful to prayer, to persevere in prayer. He praises her at the end of the passage here, you know, woman, great is your faith. So,
yeah,
you know, in putting her off, she is made to be an example. And I think, you know, as we struggle and, you know, asking for God's grace and everything, we are transformed too. As I said, I think our motives, our hearts are purified to seek him alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, even when we're granted healings or miracles, you know, the person we're praying for, ourselves, we're still going to die, you know?
Right, right.
It's not an ultimate solution here, and they're still suffering, but he's working an even greater miracle of faith in us to cling to him, to seek his will, to put him first, and to purify our motives towards him.
Because a lot of times our motives might not be as pure as we think they are, right? Or we might be a little more proud than we realize.
Right, and I think St. Augustine talked about, you know, unanswered prayer can, you know, the Lord can be stretching our heart because he wants to fill it even more,
right.
If I kind of get my toys and run away, you know, my heart stays small. But if I'm always seeking him, my heart is enlarged, and he can enter into me in a deeper way.
Right, and ultimately, her wish was granted, and Jesus praised her faith. So I think there's a great lesson in this gospel. Father, I really want to thank you for pointing it out. And I also want to say, we have about 1 minute left. Thank you for agreeing to do this segment on Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio. I know you're the guy who gave the go-ahead, and I really do appreciate it. We're so grateful to have you as part, and the Friars
yes,
as part
are.
Of the program. So thank you for that.
Ah, thank you. No problem. And it's also the memorial of Edith Stein today.
That's right.
Great. Yeah. Great saint. We went to see Auschwitz and Birkenau, and where she was put to death at Auschwitz, I think, in an incredible story. And she would say that love makes sacrifice, suffering, love makes the cross fruitful. It's such a powerful lesson. So.
It sure is. It sure is. Thank you for mentioning that. Father, before you go, would you please leave us with a blessing?
Sure. May Heavenly Father shine his face upon you and give you his peace. And may Almighty God bless you, Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
All right, amen. Father Mark, Mary, I have to say, you were the best friar so far. Just don't tell the other guys I said that. Father, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, God bless. See you later. Father Mark, Mary, from the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal
World.
What good insight into that gospel.
Absolutely.
That's a tricky gospel, Dave.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I mean, Jesus, it sounds very like Jesus tricky. Is calling her a dog, and this woman was persistent.
Yeah, exactly. And that, well, what a lesson is, Father Mark said, our persistence in coming to the Lord, going to the Lord, even not taking no for an answer. I believe in your promise to me.
That's right.
And to all of us.
That's right. And
you will answer my prayer, but in your good time.
That's right.
Not necessarily when I want it.
And the thing is, we can't get too hung up in the language here. Really, what's happening is the Lord's testing her faith, and
Absolutely. She
came through with flying colors. You know, she kept coming back to him. I would have been gone a long time ago, mm-hmm. I have to be honest.
So a lot of us would, yeah.
Really good lesson. When we come back, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Grab a cup of coffee. Stay tuned. We're coming back.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers and Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com, and we will gladly help you return to full operation.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 15:21, when a Canaanite woman asked Jesus to heal her daughter, he informed her that he was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. She then did him homage and said, "Lord, help me." He replied, "It is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs." She responded that even the dogs eat the scraps from the table. Typically, he couldn't resist such humility and replied, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." Her daughter was healed immediately. Humility is the key to his Sacred Heart. When we approach him with humility and faith, we are not full of ourselves. What we usually don't realize is that we are already filled with him. The virtues of humility and faith are gifts we receive from no one other than him. It is the crosses that he puts in our lives that give us the opportunity to grow in such virtues. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
What a day today has been. Then I stumbled through the door, dropping junk mail on the floor. When will this day end? But then your letter caught my eye, brought the hope in me to life. 'Cause you know me very well, and I bet you wrote me just to tell me, Ellen, why will we with the Father? Can't you see him smile? In a little while we'll be home forever. In a while we're just here to learn to love him. We'll be home in just a little while. Boy, that letter hit the spot, made me think of all I've got and all that waits for me. Guess I've known it all day long. Wonder where my thoughts went wrong. When will my heart believe? Waking halfway through the night, reaching toward the lamp for light. Picking up the word I find, here's another letter to remind me. In a little while we'll be with the Father. Can't you see him smile? In a little while we'll be home forever. In a while we're just here to learn to love him. We'll be home in just a little while.
And that was In a Little While. That's an oldie but goodie by Amy Grant. And this is a reminder for all of us. We get caught up in the day-to-day struggles, the problems, the difficulties, the challenges of life. But in a little while, we're going to be home with our Heavenly Father. That's something to think about to get you through even the toughest days. I'm Gary Zimek, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Let me do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Today, it comes from 1 John 2:3. The way we may be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments.
Wow.
That question comes up a lot. How do I really know? How am I sure if I know the Lord? Well, start by keeping his commandments.
Yes.
And then you're going to get to know him more. And as you get to know him more, your anxiety will fade.
Exactly.
It really is that simple. But sometimes we overcomplicate.
Oh, yeah.
That's really clear, Dave.
It's very clear, but
clearly written.
Sometimes it's very difficult.
I mean,
because of life events and or stupid decisions we make.
That's
or
right.
Ill-informed, whatever, decisions. And then we go down a path and, the brakes go on.
Yep.
Like, why am I in this situation?
Yep.
Well, I made a bad decision.
Right.
But we can always come back.
That's the key. And if we really want to be sure we know Jesus, start by following his commands. And give him the benefit of the doubt. Even though you might not agree, I don't know if I should do this. If he's telling us to do it through his church, because he founded a church, give it a try, and you're going to be a lot more peaceful. Quickly, I wanted to mention that tomorrow on the program, we'll do our pro-life segment as we do each Thursday. Joe Quatrocki from Good Counsel Homes, he alternates with Chris Bell as representative of Good Counsel Homes. Joe's going to be on with us, as well as Johnette Bankovic
will
be joining us.
All right.
I'm going to be talking to Johnette. She and I talk offline sometimes, and one of the things that I'm so impressed about with Johnette, other than the fact that she is every bit as real off the air as she is on the air, is the fact that she is driven by the Holy Spirit. Mm. I really want to tap into that and ask her a little bit about how do you really learn to follow the Holy Spirit in your life.
Mm.
On Friday, our friend Matt Swaim will be here, who's the communications director for the Coming Home Network. He's going to be talking about the fact that many of the clients at the Coming Home Network are actually Catholics who have had a conversion. It's not always converts from other faiths that they deal with. They deal with Catholics like me. This is my story, and I was on the journey home talking about this, that for years I had no personal encounter with Christ. When I did, it changed everything. So Matt's going to come on talk about that.
Looking forward to that, Gare.
Also, the return of Dan Burke. Dan Burke has been traveling.
All right, Dan.
He's going to spiritually direct us.
Yes.
He's going to be back to do his spiritual direction segment. So that's going to be coming up on Friday.
We all need spiritual direction.
That's right. On Spirit in the Morning. Now, yesterday, I had an interesting thing happen. Dave and I actually went to Mass together after the show. It's kind of like we had a date. Dave and I were at St. Cyril of Jerusalem Parish, which was kind of neat. The two of us were in public. And
yes.
Now, here's what was really neat. Frank, I was telling you this on one of the breaks. I'm sitting next to Dave. He's doing the responses. I felt like I was listening to Holy Spirit Radio because Dave's voice is so well known as,
well,
I would say,
Gary.
He's the voice of the station.
Wow.
And he's got
thank
that radio voice. I just loved listening to
and
him.
And it's always on.
Yeah,
that's
actually
his
real voice.
Voice,
right? Yeah,
well, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm humbled. Humbled.
No,
by that.
You do
thank
have
you.
A real gift,
thanks,
and you know what? I don't say it enough, but thanks for sharing that gift because we all really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Not only are you a nice, but be quiet. I'm talking about you. not only are you a nice guy, but you're gifted with that.
Thank you.
That golden set of pipes.
Yeah, I am, and it took me so long, and it harkens back to what earlier in the week gifts that we are given. And I was told that many times throughout my career or in my life. I would read in church wherever I was stationed with the Army at times, and people would come up to me, and it was the Holy Spirit saying, get to work. And it wasn't until 4.5 years ago that I made the call to this station, spoke with Jane, and the rest is history. I'm so blessed. Thank you for that.
Well, we are blessed to have you. And Mr. Eliason, you're gifted too. I mean, we are. You keep us on the air. You've done so
I was
many.
About to say, not by voice.
No,
have a nice voice.
You have a lot of insights. You do have a good voice. You are heard on many promos as well, right? I mean, so. But you also are the. Okay, I'm going to try to word this correctly. You are the brains behind the station. Would that be
the brain trust?
Whoa, no.
No? Well, look, I mean, okay, you got me, you got Parker, and...
Yeah. We're the bench strength here.
I'm just the third wheel.
But thank you for all that you do to keep us on the air.
And Gary, it was a blessing to go to Mass yesterday.
It was nice.
Because I had to come back. I had another project I was working on later, so I said, I want to go to Mass. And so we went to Mass.
Very nice. It's always very nice.
And guys, we are getting... close to our one-year anniversary with Spirit in the Morning, October the 10th.
Yep.
It's amazing the way this show has taken off. We started
maybe
out.
Maybe we should do some replays of the original ones just to remind people how bad we were.
I thought you burned those.
Yeah, really?
But
let's not say we did.
But it's been,
I haven't said that in a while.
It's been a great experience, and we have people such as the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, Father Mark and the boys.
Absolutely.
They want to be a part of this. Dan Burke wants to be a part of it. I mean, people want to come on this show.
It's amazing. At first, it wasn't even going to be guests
stuff
like that.
Exactly.
And now we have two guests on every
evolved.
Day. And they're like, you know, world-renowned guests.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's all to Gary, the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is
impacting Gary and Frank and all of us, but mostly Gary.
No, the Holy Spirit is leading all of us, Dave. And I want to talk to you at home and thank you for listening. It really means a lot that you start your day with us. Do us a favor. Spread the word. If you want to send a donation along, we would appreciate that, too. That helps us to take it to the next level. Just go to holyspiritradio.org and donate there to keep us taking this higher and higher. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Remember, wherever you go today, the Lord is with you. Make sure you turn around and tell him hi. I'll talk to you next time.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.